The locals had been known to say that you could set your watch by Grace and Winston's constitutional. Theirs was a slow stroll around the green, incorporating the mandatory stop at the pond before calling at the village shop for the daily paper. For her birthday present, Brian had booked a table for them both at a restaurant in the nearby town of Harrowfield.
"We'll give the ducks a bit extra bread today, Winston, since it's a special day," Grace said, chuckling as she struggled to break the bread with her bent and swollen fingers.
Winston wagged his tail as he looked on from the grass banking at the side of the pond, trying his best to intercept the bread between his owner's hand and the duck's beak. She laughed at his antics. He'd never caught a piece yet, but still he tried, bless him.
"Now," she said, putting the bread wrapper in the bin, "it's time to visit Mr. and Mrs. Taylor at the store. I think I'll bake a cake," she said, as they stopped at the roadside.
Grace looked right, then left. Winston sat at her feet and waited patiently for her command. Grace tugged at his lead.
"Come on, Winston," she demanded as she stepped onto the road, but he refused. "What's up, little man?" she asked. "Don't be stubborn."
Grace plucked him up from the curb and tucked him safely under her arm with a little effort.
"If you want some cake, we'll have to get the ingredients," she scolded, tapping his nose as she crossed the road.
Suddenly, she heard music. She froze. The speeding vehicle didn't slow or swerve to avoid them. Grace and Winston were catapulted into the air and tossed into the gutter. The car disappeared as quickly as it had arrived. The noise that had spewed from it became inaudible in seconds. Time seemed to stand still as Grace and Winston's crumpled bodies lay motionless on the tarmac. An eerie silence swelled across the green like a creeping mist. Villagers slowly started to emerge from their dwellings to see what the commotion had been. On seeing the bodies, some people ran to Grace's side. Others were too stunned, but there was nothing anyone could do. Mr. Taylor shouted at his wife to bring blankets and call 999 as he bent over the bodies. Road closed with the signs the young police constable and his mentor, PC Tim Whitworth, took from the boot of their marked police car. PC Whitworth could see the villagers congregated in groups, watching. Some were being comforted by others. All had shock written across their faces.
"How could the car driver not have seen them?" he heard them say. "The road's straight. There are warning signs in the village to reduce speed. 20's plenty."
"Scenes of crime officers are on the way," the younger officer said, hearing the whispers as he started the painstaking task of putting out traffic cones and the police incident tape to protect the scene. But what could the witnesses tell the police? Very little. Some heard music, others a thud. All of them heard the silence.
"A fatal road accident. Driver failed to stop. Sadly an everyday occurrence," PC Whitworth told Mr. Taylor, who brought the officer a hot, sweet drink.
"You don't happen to have a biscuit, do you?" PC Whitworth asked as he took the mug from Mr. Taylor.
I'm sure I can find one," he said.
"Chocolate are my favourite," the officer called to the retreating shopkeeper as he stood slurping his tea and perusing the scene.
The officer had already decided how this fatal accident was to be written up on the accident report and subsequently for the inquest. Old lady steps into road in front of oncoming vehicle. Driver unable to avoid collision. In his experience of traffic accidents, he would expect the driver to contact the police after a press appeal. PC Tim Whitworth walked over to a bench and sat down. Scanning the village green with an expert eye, he'd just started to write up the scene notes in his pocketbook when he heard footsteps approaching him and looked up.
"Ah, chocolate hobnobs, my favourites," the officer said as Mr. Taylor opened the packet.
"Would you care for one?" Mr. Taylor said, offering him a biscuit.
"Too true," PC Whitworth said with a grin as he took the packet.
He removed one from the top, stuck it in his mouth, and placed the rest in his overcoat pocket. Mr. Taylor stood with his mouth open.
"Well, if I can be of any further assistance, I'll be in the shop," he said huffily, and turned to leave the officer to his work.
"Just a minute."
"Yes?"
"Another brew wouldn't go amiss," said PC Whitworth as he drained his mug.